Okay, guys, this is a big deal. Yeah, I don't think you guys really understand how important Michelle McGann is to me, and she probably doesn't even remember me. But welcome into the golf shop, Michelle McGann, 7-time LPGA Tour winner, actually won 4 of those in playoffs, which is amazing. She was once the hat lady. I'm going to call the playoff lady. Michelle McGann, welcome into the golf shop.
Good morning, everybody.
Michelle, did I oversell that?
No, that was great.
Okay.
Love it.
I should just walk in front of you wherever you go and introduce you, like at the grocery store, any place you go. Every time you're on the first tee, I'll be there to introduce you.
There you go. Perfect. You got a job.
All right. Well, Michelle, I'm gonna preface this with a story about you that you probably don't remember. I interviewed you years ago out at what was then the Nabisco, and it became everything else that it's become now, the Anna Inspiration. And we and Michelle did the most amazing thing. We got to know each other a little bit, and she actually walked over and talked to me during a championship tournament round. And then at the time, Michelle had just began. She'd begun to represent the new, at the time, was the insulin pump for folks with diabetes. And I told her that I had a little neighbor here in Charlotte who had just found out that he had diabetes. And Michelle says to me, professional golfer, legend, the hat lady. She says, oh, what's his name and address? Put it on a card and put it in my bag. So I put this kid's name on her on a card and throw it in her bag with what had to be 100 other business cards. Didn't think anything of it. And lo and behold, a few weeks later, my little neighbor got a teddy bear from Michelle McGann that had Band-Aids on it so that he could get, aww, you know. So and that was the most amazing thing, Michelle. I don't know if you remember that, but I am now a tournament director in the Symetra Tour in part because of how much I enjoyed getting to know you.
Awesome. Well, you know, that's what I was lucky enough to have some God-given talent, and unfortunately came down with diabetes. And, you know, the mission and the goal is to make a difference in people's lives. And it's great that you mentioned that, and I was able to have some impact. And we continue to do that. My husband and I have a fund that we've established, Foundation, Michelle McGann Fund, which is specifically for helping kids and helping those with diabetes to lead a more normal and successful life. I was very fortunate. My mother was a nurse practitioner, so I had full-time care 24 hours a day, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make an impact. We've worked with Nicholas Children's Center down here in Palm Beach, and you know, we're making a difference, and I'm so happy to be playing on the Legends Tour. Let me tell you, what fun.
Well, and you just played at the Chico's, correct?
We did. And we're looking forward to playing again real soon. And let's see, like a week from tomorrow, I think we'll be playing. And the links at Stony Point. Look forward to coming there.
Yeah, well, and it's really cool because I'm looking at you and I are about the same age, and I'm looking at what's going on the Champions Tour and what's going on the Legends Tour. These are the people we grew up watching. So when I see the leaderboard at the Champions Tour, or when I saw what was going on down at the Chico's with the Legends, it got me so excited to see the people that we watched, the people who made us want to play golf, get out there. Is it so much fun to be out there with them playing? You're competing, but it's such a kinship. Are you having a blast?
Oh, we're having a great time. You know, this is what it's all about. All these women that are out playing right now are all the women that made the LPGA Tour. Obviously, the founder started it, and then this generation grew the tour so that I had a place to play, and then our generation built it so the girls now have a even better place to play. And we're just trying to build the Legends Tour. We're hoping that we can, you know, get it going and you know, tell people how wonderful it is and how great to have, you know, these superstar women. This is what made women's golf, and we have to praise them for all they've done for us. And I'm trying to help out as much as I can. I don't feel like I'm a legend, but I sure do love it.
Well, you are certainly a legend. I mean, you're 7 wins, but I want to. How do you? Are you the only person who has such a large percentage of your career wins coming in playoffs? I mean, 4 of your 7. I mean, how does that even happen?
It just happened. You know, I remember with the first one that I won, and my brother was with me, and you know, he was a great athlete, football player, and you know, it was in Youngstown, Ohio, so. Even better. The crowds were just unbelievable. And he said, this is what it's all about. This is what we play for. And, you know, it just really got me fired up. And the focus was was all there, and we got it done. And everyone was a little bit different, but it sure is a cool thing to have on my record. And you know, I hope to get a couple legends, you know, titles on my resume as well.
Yeah, I mean, maybe without a playoff. I mean, this is, it has to be at some point you have to think to yourself, why can't I just blow this field away?
Well, yeah, that does go through your mind. But I was fortunate enough, you know, some of the times I came back from behind and, you know, gave myself that opportunity and was, you know, fortunate enough to get the wins. But, you know, a W is a W. You take it any way you can, and you feed off the experience. And we're just really, really happy about what's happening. And it's great to be back competing again. I know we have a U.S. Senior Women's Open in a few years, so I've got to wait a few more after that. But, you know, we just hope we can keep growing the game.
Well, and as you get older, what are you finding? I mean, obviously you battle through your diabetes and getting your sugar and everything right. What are you finding is different about your game as you get older? I mean, a lot of our listeners are in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I mean, what is different as you get older about the way you play the game?
Well, with the technology, I really haven't lost any of my distance. And the courses are a little bit shorter than what we played on the LPGA. So really I am focusing on working on my short game because, you know, that's what, that, you know, making a few more putts, hitting a few shots closer to where you have tap-ins instead of, you know, 20 footers all the time. Watching, you know, my diabetes is a big thing. I started on a new little program that I've been working with, Charlie O'Connell, who's, with FitScript in Greenwich, Connecticut, and he has a program. An exercise program specifically for people with diabetes. You can't come into his gym if you don't have diabetes. And it's really helping me a lot. I've decreased the amount of insulin I'm getting on the golf course, so I don't have all the lows that I was having. People kind of think that, you know, if you have an insulin pump, you know, everything's great, life's fine, you don't have to worry about it. But it's almost the opposite. You have to really pay attention even more, and work on, keeping that constant level instead of the lows, having a little snack every couple holes. And it really has been helping. The weather really affects me. I live down here in North Palm Beach, and, it's starting to get a little humid now. And as we travel, you know, further north in the summertime, the humidity affects me when, my sugars will drop dramatically. So, the key is to stay hydrated and to, make sure that you have snacks every once in a while instead of, you know, big meals. And, every day really is a different day. Every day is a learning process. And, sometimes people have said it's a little bit of a scientific experiment because, your body's changing every day and everybody's body's completely different. So, we just do the best we can, and lucky to be keep fighting. And there's so many new advances in diabetes that we're just lucky. We just keep hoping and praying that we can find a cure and live each day to its fullest.
Yeah, and I mean it's become as much a part of your approach to your game as your warm up or your swing plane or your any your club selection. It's just another thing you have to deal with while you're playing.
Absolutely.
Well, we're really excited because in the studio with me today is Allison Emery. She's a rookie on the Symetra Tour. She's from Charlotte. She played as our amateur exemption 2 years ago, and she's out on tour now and will be playing her first professional event at home in 2 weeks here in Charlotte. And I got to ask you, this is a great opportunity. What piece of advice would you give a Symetra Tour rookie as Allison is sitting here?
Well, first of all, congratulations on making it out there. And, each week is a different learning experience. When I first went on tour, I was 18, and, I had to learn everything real quick. We've got a lot more advances in our technology as far as GPS and cell phones, and, we pretty much can talk to the phone, and it gives us directions everywhere. But, enjoy the process. Get a little notebook and write down different experiences that have helped you, have hurt you. Even as little as, restaurants that you like to go to, hotels if you're not staying in private housing. So when you go back to that site the following year, or hopefully you make it on the tour, you're more familiar. It's like your second home. You know, when you play a practice round, you know, just think about, you know, different places you want to hit the ball. You know, you play a practice round on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Pro-Am Thursday or if it's a 4-day, the Pro-Am Wednesday. You know, the conditions are going to change dramatically from the beginning week to the time you tee it up. So, you know, work on your short game. Find out. I like to put the greens in four quadrants and, you know, chart the greens just so you have a general idea if there's anything tricky going on, if there's a slight little ridge in certain spots, you know, to know, you know, just try to eliminate some big mistakes. And it still happens. I mean, it happens now and it will continue to happen. We watch the best players in the world. You watch Jordan Spieth at the Masters on number 12. You know, it happens. It happens. We're human. As much as we'd like to think that we are invincible to a lot of these bad shots, it's there. So, you know, enjoy it. Enjoy the process because you can't rewind time, and you can only learn from everyday experiences. And I'm still learning, you know, playing a couple weekends ago, and things I did the first day, I was like, oh, you got to, you know, get that out of your head and go back and, you know, take a little bit of a different approach. And it's just fun. It's fun, and you have to make it fun. When it's not fun anymore, then it's time to step back and reassess and figure out how you can change something.
Thank you so much. That was great. I have a question for you. What is something you know now that you wish you knew earlier in your career?
Well, I think the biggest thing would be that I really needed to work more on my short game. I always drove the ball long, and I took advantage of that and made a lot of birdies. And just a couple little shots around the greens, if I knew that I could, you know, take more advantage of if I spent a few more, you know, hours here and there working on, you know, bunker shots, tough lie shots, so that you didn't fear any shots. I think that would probably be one thing that I would definitely change. And you know, as much as that little bit of fear comes in our mind all the time, try to work on eliminating that. You know, trying to just be, listen, I've got nothing to lose. I've got everything to gain, and I'm just going to go out and play my best and play the game. Sometimes we forget that it is a game, and we get wrapped up in, you know, maybe watching other players play or get distracted by their slow play or, you know, their fast play or whatever the case might be, instead of just worrying about yourself and, you know, playing the game.
All right, Michelle, before we let you go, how do you balance having a short memory of something that didn't go well and a notebook? How do you balance that? I mean, golfers are asked to do both.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the toughest thing, you know, is to eliminate those bad thoughts. You know, every time you go to a hole, and a lot of times when you play with the amateurs, they'll tell you, oh, boy, gosh, I really don't like this hole. I hit it so bad here. I'm like, don't stop talking. I don't want to hear it. And that's one of the toughest challenges with golf, is to forget the bad. And the bad always creeps in. I work with a hypnotist, and a lot of it is it's your subconscious mind, training your subconscious mind to eliminate when those bad thoughts come in your head. And it really has helped me tremendously, just in life in general. And I feel very lucky that I've had the opportunity to experience that. But, you know, you just have to step away from it. And you constant self-talk, I think, is the best thing. That's one thing my dad taught me early on. He says, if you don't believe in yourself and you can't stand in the mirror and say I'm the best and believe in yourself and what you're doing, then you got to keep working on that, because you got to believe in yourself first, because you sure, everybody's got a lot of fans and a lot of people supporting them, but you know, if you're not don't have a strong belief in what you're doing and that you can be the best there is, then you need to keep working on that.
awesome. Well, thank you, Michelle. Thank you for joining us. This was a great pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you out on the Legends Tour, and stay well.
Great. Nice to see you guys. Have a great rest of the weekend.
All righty. Take care.